From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. The president of Vanuatu has appealed for international assistance after a devastating tropical cyclone slammed his South Pacific island nation. Addressing a United Nations conference on disaster reduction in Japan, President Baldwin Lonsdale said he was speaking with a heavy heart.
Fellow heads of state, governments, and development partners, we have all experienced our form of disaster at one time or another. Today, we appeal for your assistance.
Carrying 270 kilometer per hour winds, Cyclone Pam destroyed entire villages, tearing off rooftops, downing power lines, and toppling trees. Reports of 44 deaths remain unconfirmed, as UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon said the destruction and damage was feared to be widespread. The Kurdish government in Iraq says it has evidence that Islamic State militants used a chemical weapon against Kurdish Peshmerga forces. The Kurdistan Region Security Council released a statement Saturday alleging that chlorine gas had been used in a January suicide bombing in northern Iraq. The January 23rd bombing took place on a road between the Islamic State-held city of Mosul and the Syrian border. The Islamic State group has been suspected of using chlorine in previous attacks in Iraq and Syria. The Kurdish statement could not be independently verified. It came as thousands of Iraqi forces and Iranian-backed Shiite militia members paused their push to retake Tikrit from Islamic State for a second day. This is VOA News. Secretary of State John Kerry says it is not clear whether the United States and other world powers will be able to reach a deal with Iran on its nuclear program by a March 31st deadline. Speaking Saturday at an international investor conference in the Egyptian resort town of Sharm el-Sheikh, Kerry said the purpose of the talks is not just to get any deal, it is to get the right deal.
Well, the deadline is approaching. As you all know, we have set the end of the month as the deadline. And so we will be going into this understanding that time is critical.
Kerry said that one obstacle could be an open letter that 47 Republican U.S. senators sent to Iranian leaders warning that the next U.S. president could revoke any deal at any time. The United States and five other major powers resume negotiations with Iran Sunday in Lausanne, Switzerland. A ferry carrying more than 200 people has sunk off the coast of western Myanmar, leaving at least 33 people dead and at least a dozen others missing. The ferry went down late Friday after encountering high seas on a voyage from the town of Kukafi to Sitwe in western Rakhine State. Authorities said that 167 people had been rescued, but the rest are believed to have drowned. However, local residents say that many more might have died because they believed several passengers were not on the manifest and the boat was overloaded. U.S. President Barack Obama has called for support of his Student Bill of Rights to help young people attend and pay for college. In his weekly media address, Mr. Obama said a college degree is the surest ticket to the middle class, but just when it's never been more important, a degree has never been more expensive. The president said that his Student Aid Bill of Rights will help ensure access to a quality, affordable education.
I'm going to ask members of Congress and lenders and as many business leaders as I can find, because making sure that students aren't saddled with debt before they even get started in life is in all our interests.
The president said that higher education should not be reserved for what he called the privileged few, but should be available to everyone who is willing to work for it. And Sierra Leone's vice president, Samuel Sam Sumana, has asked the United States for asylum after soldiers surrounded his house on Saturday. The move comes a week after Sam Sumana was expelled from President Ernest Bai Koroma's All People's Congress political party after being accused of creating his own rival political movement. For more on these stories, please visit our website. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.